Ladies, gents, two guys, one fun. We're back live. I'm back from a trip to an Isla Bonita. That means a beautiful island, by the way. Did you know that?
Isla Bonita. No, I don't speak Spanish. No, habla español.
Yeah. That means the beautiful island. I went to a beautiful island, but no Mothman. Nothing.
No Mothman?
Nothing Mothman related.
Not even like a reference to it?
Nothing.
A memorial?
I was looking all over. Now, I had all these beaches and rainforests, but I mean, next time I'm going to West Virginia.
I don't know why anybody would go on a vacation to a
place
that does not contain a Mothman museum.
It was awful.
And Point Pleasant's got to be next on your list.
Yeah, I mean, it will be. I just thought, you know, the story would have spread, you know, all across the Caribbean, and I would be able to find something about it at least.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No?
That was awful.
That's bizarre.
Awful trip. But it did inspire me to come up with this song. Oh, well, not the song, but the bit.
Something good came of it, though.
Yeah, something good came of it.
You were probably listening to it on that nude gay beach you told me about.
I did end up at a nude gay beach, not by choice. Wow. That's when I had to think of you. I think, wow, this you would have loved it there. but
it's a bit of a bad combo.
It's a little much. It's like one or the other, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Like either you have a nude beach,
yeah, nude,
you have a gay beach with clothes on.
Yeah, but not both.
No, it's overkill.
Yeah, so La Isla Bonita. Originally, the song was meant for Michael Jackson. Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
He turned it down.
Why?
I don't know. He didn't connect with it. I guess maybe we'll find out later.
Maybe if I guess Jeffrey Epstein's island hadn't been around yet, but if it had been, he probably would have connected with it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he liked that island.
I'm sure.
Although those were mostly girls.
Are they girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't about that life.
No. Wrong.
Also, that new gay beach was also out of his age
there.
Range. Yeah, he would have hated it.
Now, if there had been like an 11-year-old only nude gay beach,
there you go.
Then he would have been fine.
Not 12.
Not 12.
Because then
that's when he trades it in for a new model.
He trades him in for a new model because he can't. But that's because he was a child himself.
He has the mind of an
11-year-old.
An 11-year-old can't connect with the 12-year-old.
No,
everybody knows that.
You never see friends of 11 and 12.
No,
it's always 11. Like, because once friends hit puberty, the friendship immediately stops.
It immediately ends. Yeah.
So let's see what the song is about, and maybe we can figure out why Michael Jackson turned it down.
All right.
Last night, I dreamt of San Pedro. It's not a real island, by the way.
No, it's in California. It's in L.A. somewhere.
Yeah, well, she's from New York. But anyway, it's not based on a real island, but she has a whole song about it. Just like I'd never gone, I knew the song. Wait, it's just like I'd never gone.
So she'd been there before, but she came back.
Yeah, but it's just like
No, she hasn't come back. She's dreaming.
It's just like I'd never gone, so
she has gone, but it's just like she hadn't been there.
Wait, it's like I'd never gone home, maybe. Because now, if you say, last time I've been to San Pedro, it's just like I'd never gone there. Like, I'd never gone
to
San Pedro.
Yeah.
No, it's just like I'd never gone. But what she meant is I'd never left.
Oh.
Right?
Because
if you say,
I really
dreamt of New York, it's just like I'd never even gone.
To New York.
That's the implication.
Of course.
But it's just like I'd never left. Ah. Okay, if that's what she meant.
Well, she's stupid.
But it's also not a real island. So she has never gone.
No. Nobody's ever gone.
I knew the song. What song is she talking about?
I don't know.
And she knew it. She doesn't know it. She knew it.
In the dream, she knew it.
Young girl with eyes like the desert.
Ah.
It all seems like yesterday, not far away. Okay, so there's a young girl. That's probably why Michael Jackson turned it down. Not the young part. The girl part he did not connect with.
Nah.
So young girl with eyes like the desert, like sand in the
sand. Sandy desert.
What
yeah.
is it? Sandy eyes. Like desert
they have
like
sand
eyes.
In their eyes.
Yeah,
they're very
eyes.
Sleepy, like the Sandman.
Yellow, yeah.
jaundice eyes.
Yeah.
Like from Iran.
But, like, is she the young girl? Is she the young girl with eyes like the desert? Or that just is a random young girl on San Pedro?
I think it's her.
Okay, so she had eyes like the desert.
While she was on
only on that island.
But the island itself is not a desert island.
It's not a desert island. It's a tropical island.
It's a tropical island.
It doesn't have desert.
No.
It has, like, beaches, probably with sand.
Probably with sand, but not
but then
deserts.
Still, you don't have desert eyes.
It's a different biome. And even if you are in the desert, you don't have desert eyes.
You don't have desert
eyes. Nobody has desert eyes.
What are desert eyes? Just like the desert. Like, really big, hot, sandy. Like, what is the analogy? I don't get it. It all seems like yesterday, not far away. So, that's far away in time, she means then.
Yeah. Nobody says that, like, oh, it was far away.
It was far away.
When
no.
I was in high school,
more like
that was
far
away.
You think more like distance.
Distance-wise.
No.
Oh, no,
that was so far away. I was like five. Nobody says that. But so she imagines, so she was in San Pedro at some point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
even though she really wasn't.
And she knew the song.
That we don't know what
that
it is.
That we don't know which one. And then she had desert-like eyes.
Yeah.
And it all seems like... yesterday,
yeah,
not this,
far away,
not some other time.
No,
okay, tropical, the island breeze, all of nature wild and free.
Uh-huh.
This is where I long to be, La Isla Bonita. So tropical, the island breeze, I guess.
Tropical,
the
comma,
island breeze.
The island breeze.
The island breeze
is tropical.
Was tropical. All
right. I can see that.
Tropical breeze, like warm, I guess.
A warm breeze.
All of nature was wild and free. The nature was free. It wasn't restricted nature.
No, it's not like a zoo.
No.
That's restricted nature.
It's restricted, yeah.
Unrestricted nature is like the wild.
Yeah. All of nature was just wild and also free.
On that island.
On that island.
Okay.
And when the samba played...
What is a samba? Do you know?
It was samba. It's a music, samba. Right? Samba music.
Samba music?
Hmm. Maybe samba is like maracas, right?
Maraca music?
I think samba.
Do the samba.
It's a dance.
Is it a dance?
It's a music,
is it an instrument?
It's
a
dance.
I don't know.
It's a genre.
It's a genre?
Yeah. But I'm not saying... I don't know what the samba played. It sounds like it's an instrument.
That's what I'm saying.
I do not know what the samba instrument... The instrument of the samba. Maybe the samba
is it
music.
A noun? Is it a noun? I don't know.
But you can say when the samba, that implies that it... That it's an instrument.
Yeah, of course.
Not it's
the samba.
You can't say. And when
they played samba,
and
that would
when
be...
the rock played, or when the metal played.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess when the samba played, that's when the sun would set so high. But the sun sets low. That's the setting part. The rising is high, and the setting, it goes down.
Setting it usually.
The sun set
is
it disappears. You can't
you
say
can't set high in the
no,
sky.
No,
it's just noontime.
Exactly.
It's up there. Yeah.
It can sit high, I guess, but you can't say the sun is setting really high.
Also, the sun's
then,
not...
Because then it's not setting, because then it's still there.
Not setting because of the samba music.
The samba music...
Has nothing to do with the sun setting.
No, but she thought there was like a...
Correlation.
No, she thought
causation.
It was a causation.
Causation, yeah.
Because every time she was there, people just played samba music.
When the sun was setting
and,
high.
But, and she thought, oh, the sun is setting because of that samba music.
Yeah, it's hearing it and it's time to set.
Yeah.
The sun, yeah.
She didn't think that it was just going to happen regardless. But
yeah.
Either way, it wasn't setting so high.
It wasn't, because it can't.
Because that's the whole point of the sunset, is that it's gone.
Because
if it's high, then the sun is still out.
Yeah.
But she didn't get it.
It doesn't set high. No.
It's a very stupid song about this island.
I don't know what she's even talking about.
And when the summer played, the sun would set so high, ring through my ears and sting my eyes, your Spanish lullaby.
Nice, you hit it.
Okay, yeah, so the sun would set so high, ring through my ears. What?
Okay, the music is ringing through her ears, like one in one ear, out the other.
In one ear, out the other.
Okay.
It rings through my ear.
No, I've never heard anybody say
that. I've never heard that expression. Like
my ears are ringing.
My ears are ringing.
But that's usually a negative connotation.
Yeah, but
you don't
have, oh, the music is running, is ringing through my ears.
Oh, this music is really good. It's ringing my ear. Nobody says that.
Nobody says
that. It's a bad thing.
It's, yeah,
if your ears
are ringing,
it's bad.
It's bad, yeah. And then it also doesn't ring through it. Both of them.
Nobody
like,
ever
is
said
it,
that.
Is it ringing through it so it goes in one ear, the samba,
yeah.
And out the other? Or is it coming in from both
ears?
Both ears
and into the middle of your brain.
In the middle, yeah. So the samba is ringing through her ears.
Correct.
and the sun, that setting, would sting her eyes.
The setting sun is the easiest sun to look at.
Yeah.
It's like the rising sun is brighter.
Yeah, or like the middle of the day.
The middle of the day sun is the brightest.
And it stings her eyes. It's also not a good thing. So if it stings your eyes, it's not good. If it rings your ears, it's also not good.
It's like when we had that eclipse and Trump was like staring right at it.
Yeah.
That was a great picture.
Yeah. But stinging your eyes is not good, and ringing your ears is also not good.
You know, I
and it's also not any different from any other sun.
No, it's the same sun that's the same sun on every island.
Yeah.
And every other landmass.
Any other place. Yeah.
On Earth. Yeah.
Or not even land, even water.
Like, even water.
It doesn't matter. And then your Spanish lullaby. Who's Spanish lullaby?
The samba music.
Yeah, but who? Like your Spanish.
Yeah, who is the you?
The girl is the only person that we're introduced
to. And we think
like
that's
her. Like the desert ice girl. But so are they playing Spanish lullabies? Because that's not samba. Because samba is very loud. I feel like more like upbeat.
Yeah, I wouldn't equate it with a lullaby.
And why would it be a Spanish lullaby? I mean, they probably speak Spanish, but it's not culturally. It's not Spain.
Connotation.
Yeah, but it's not Spain.
No.
Okay, but maybe she means like a Spanish, like a lullaby.
Spanish language.
Yeah, but that's
lullaby.
Just normal. Spanish is the language that they speak.
Mm.
Or maybe it's an old lullaby that
maybe the guy singing it is
from Spain. But who is singing the lullaby?
Colonizer, I don't even know.
Who is singing the lullaby?
We don't know.
For whom? For her?
I think for her. Or just for
who is the you? Like your Spanish, but that's the end of the statement. Rings through my ears and sting my eyes, and then your Spanish lullaby.
Uh-huh.
But like what? Your Spanish lullaby what? Is that like... It's also, yeah, like in the middle of the day. I mean, the sun is setting, probably like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he is playing samba music on the beach.
For
but
her?
It's also a lullaby.
Hmm.
For her, for the young girl
samba
with the desert eyes.
It's like...
Yeah, that's not...
Dancing around. You're not rocking asleep.
It doesn't make you fall asleep. No. And it's also ringing through your ears, so that's not the way to go to sleep.
No, she's staring at the sun.
And her eyes are stinging.
Yeah.
And her ears are ringing. That's not a good way to go to sleep. And why is there a lullaby?
Not in paradise on the beautiful island.
No. So she doesn't really say a lot of interesting things about this island. At all, like none of the things she says.
I don't
even
know anything about the island
makes
so
sense.
Far. No,
even for an island that doesn't exist.
Beautiful faces, no care in this world. For the boy and the boy. Yeah. Well, now we know why Michael Jackson wouldn't take it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. I want to be where the sun warms the sky. When it's time for your siesta, you can watch them go by. All right. So she wants to be where the sun warms the sky, but isn't that everywhere?
Yeah. Wherever the sun is.
Like the radio, like radiation waves.
It's always warmer with the sun than without it.
Yeah, of course.
But she wants to be that one place where the sun warms the sky.
Okay. Namely, the beautiful
island.
Yeah,
the beautiful
island
San Pedro.
When it's time for siesta, you can watch them go by. You can watch what go by? The siestas or the sunsets? Beautiful faces, no cares in this world. When a girl loves a boy and a boy loves a girl.
So if it's siesta time, then everybody leaves. That's what the siesta is. It's too hot.
So you're watching them go by back to their houses.
Yeah, you watch them. Oh, okay. So because they're going back home.
Yeah.
Beautiful. They all have beautiful faces.
Beautiful faces. Gorgeous.
It's not really the feeling I got in Puerto Rico, by the way.
Whoa!
I mean, maybe it's different in San Pedro.
No cares in this world.
Well. Probably a lot of poverty. I mean,
they care about a lot of things.
Puerto Rico had a lot of poverty, for instance.
You told me that.
Yeah.
Most of the island nations do.
Yeah, a lot of places in the Caribbean have high poverty rates.
Very impoverished.
Yeah,
areas.
So I wouldn't say that they don't care about
anything.
Due
to colonialism, of course. I mean,
where a girl loves a boy and a boy loves so, there's no gay people.
Not on San Pedro.
And everybody just loves one boy, and every boy loves one girl. And it's always mutual.
It's always mutual.
Everybody is just one partner, and it's perfectly lined up.
There's
no single people.
No.
Nobody cheats. It's everything is just perfect.
Perfect.
But yeah, like you said, that's
That's why Michael Jackson why Michael didn't Jackson, take
because, like, if it had been where a grown man loves a boy, and a boy loves a grown man or an adult, then yes.
Then obviously.
But it was just boys and girls stuff. They were very ambitious. First, they went to Michael Jackson, and then they went to Metallica. They went to, like, the biggest
if
names.
Madonna is your fallback. You
if
know,
Madonna is your fallback,
you're not doing too bad in the music
exactly.
industry.
Exactly. But this, they had very high hopes for this song, so they wrote the lyrics.
Horrible song.
Horrible song.
They knew it was
horrible
be
lyrics. They went. They only went for the biggest names. They were willing to settle for Madonna, but it was either going to be Michael Jackson or Madonna. Maybe George Michael if Madonna also didn't want to. That was as low as they're willing to go.
No, we're not going to go anywhere.
That was as low as they're willing to go.
Soft sells. We'll take it.
No. We got higher hopes. Come on, San Pedro. Yeah, what a stupid song. About a stupid place that doesn't exist.
We're glad to have you back, though, in the land
of
the sophisticated.
Yeah. It's good to be back. It was an awful experience.
No Mothman Museum alone. You could be anywhere. To have no Mothman Museum, that's it.
Yeah.
You just turn around and pass.
Because here, at least, you could drive to it. I mean, it'll take you, 10 hours, 15 hours, depending on where you are.
15 hours from where we are. But
knowing that it's
knowing that that is your goal.
Yeah.
And that you can get there by car.
You can at least access it if you want to.
If you want to, yeah.
Just that, gave me a very restless feeling.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
It was awful.
See, the Mothman, he can go anywhere he wants because he has the
wings.
He can just fly there.
But he only showed up once, though. he could fly wherever he wants.
Twice, because he showed up, and then the next year he toppled that bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And then he never came back.
But the first time he only showed up and showed his face.
Some teenagers,
he didn't do anything the first.
No. He just chased a car full of teenagers.
He didn't have a mission.
He was thinking about the bridge.
He was thinking about it, and then the bridge, and then he could fly anywhere, but he just flew away.
And he thought,
never to be
what?
Seen again.
I'm going to topple this bridge that was built really poorly
and
has way too many cars parked on it. Just at that moment is when I'm going to
take it. That's my superpower. I can make unsafe constructions even less safe.
Less safe when they're past capacity.
That's my superpower.
Like 3,000 people.
And I'll do it once. I will use it once, and then that will be
and
the
then
end.
I'm going to disappear into the night. Never show up again.
That would be whoever bestowed these powers on me, they wanted me to do this one
thing. They wanted me to destroy it. Yeah.
To destroy the bridge.
Destroy the bridge that nobody ever knows about.
All right, two guys on phone.
Look us up.
Look up
Papa
wherever.
Don't Preach.
Are we even anywhere anymore?
We're somewhere. We're on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You gotta look us up. Although you've already found us if you're here now. Yeah. So.